Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group station, and our Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we got a caller, so I'm going to go to the call real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat again. Right before you went on break, I heard you talking about the drone.
Yep.
With the president's plane.
Yep.
Did you guys hear anything about on Saturday when the president's brother had passed away that some heartless person had texted in hashtag wrong Trump?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I heard about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not worth repeating. It was disgusting, and I'm just not going to go there.
Disgusting, but I was thinking when Kyle said that they were investigating it, that would be a great place to start.
Well, I'm sure they are. Okay, thank you. All right, that's Pat in Kentucky, and she's talking about that horrible tweet that some jackass put out there after the brother of the president died. Now, Kyle, will the Burningite and squad Democrats sabotage Joe Biden, or are they just going to follow along like good little soldiers and follow the Democratic Party? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I know that Bernie's calling for unity, more or less, and, you know, quote-unquote unity with the party. But really, Captain, I think that when push comes to shove, I think this Bernie supporters, as it were, those who are looking for a more of a revolutionary, shall we say, sort of take on things, I think they want it all. I don't think they want to have a little bit. I don't think they want a seat at the table. I don't think they want their voice heard. I don't think any of that kind of stuff. I think they believe that they want an honest to goodness socialist or communist revolution, similar to what we've seen in different countries over the last 100 years or so. They really do want that. And so I think, quite frankly, they may want to just simply say, we'll set up for 2024 and we'll continue the unrest until then.
Yep. Now, Newt Gingrich came out yesterday, and he made a comment which has got me thinking about what he said. The Biden-Harris ticket, according to Newt, will collapse just like George McGovern did in 1972 because they've gone so far off to the opposite direction of where reality is that nobody's going to buy it. And that's what happened to George McGovern. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. I mean, this was a major landslide when Nixon won against McGovern.
Destroyed him.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of parallels, I think, in that regard. And Newt Gingrich also talked about the idea that this Rasmussen poll came out and said that 55% of the country doesn't think that Biden's going to complete his first term, you know, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, of course, as he went on to say, that people are going to be looking at Kamala Harris really as the presidential candidate in mm-hmm. basically. And I think, Captain, that, you know, people think or at least some of these voters might think for Kamala Harris that, mm-hmm. oh, everything will be great. But it may not be exactly what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Because in history, especially when vice presidents take over,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes things go kind of a different direction than what you might have thought they might.
And we heard the comment mentioned that it's going to be very hard for devout Catholics to vote for Biden and Harris because of their positions on birth control, amongst other things. And by the way, I heard something else interesting yesterday. When's the last time the Catholic Joe Biden was given communion?
That's a good question. I don't know.
A long time.
A long time?
Long time. Yep. The Catholic Church hasn't given it to him.
Well, you know, one of the issues is...
That's how devout he is, because they were talking about, he's such a deeply religious man, and all that. I'm thinking to myself, what are you smoking?
Michelle Obama, yeah, you're right. She came out and said something that he was, he was this profoundly... profoundly decent man and these kinds of things. And so I guess now we're sort of building up Joe Biden almost as a saint or something. Yeah.
Yep. The most corrupt political family in America is not the Bushes. It's not the Clintons. It's not the Obamas. It is the Biden family and the five members of the family that got billions, not millions, billions of dollars over the 40-some-odd years that Joe has been in political office. Look it up. It's a fact, and it needs to be brought out in this election. They have benefited at the expense of us, the taxpayers, and it's who you know and what you get, and that's what's been going on. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And my conversation with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is being brought to you this segment by Auto Glass America. Now, in the times we're now living in, someone needs to give you a break. And if you're in Florida and have Florida comprehensive insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, they come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, that's 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. Auto Glass America, 813-96-GLASS. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on key. Right on key. All righty. And I got to say hello to some people here because I've been neglecting it here. Before we get back to what we're going to talk about here, let's see. Hello to Lynn, and Lynn is in New York, New York City. Hello to Debbie in Arizona. Hello to Luann. Luann's in Kentucky, didn't say where. Hello to Terry up there in Nashville, Tennessee. How you doing there, Terry? Hello to Georgia in Georgia. She doesn't say where. And hello to Amarina. Wait a minute. Yeah, Amarina. And Amarina is in Salt Lake City, Utah. And hello to Trucker Mark out in California tonight. So hope everybody's doing well. And back to the drawing board here, Kyle. Today is August the 18th, and it marks the 100th anniversary of the adoption of the women's suffrage movement. That is the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. How about that one?
Absolutely right, Captain. Yeah, this is a big day in American history, and this movement and actually goes back even to the early times in the 1820s and 30s and so forth, in terms of getting this this notion started. And then as we came up into the latter part of the of the 19th century, people like Susan B. Anthony, of course, were involved in this and moving
Seneca Falls, New York.
That's right. That's right. And so then, of course, it culminated in 1920, August the 18th, with the adoption of the 19th Amendment, as you said. And so, again, this is a very, very big day in American history.
And the last state to adopt the amendment was Tennessee. They became the 36th state to approve what became the 19th Amendment on August the 18th, 1920, as you just said. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, ladies. This is when you got the right to vote.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. All right, now back to where we were going here. Let's see here. So a Portland man was dragged out of his pickup truck. The video is pretty graphic and savagely beaten and punched unconscious. And there was a woman that was with him, and she also got attacked. And the police are trying to, it says the police are investigating. Well, the problem with this is they've got a district attorney in Portland who hasn't even prosecuted the people that have beaten up the cops.
Yeah, Captain, the video is so terrible that it's just you just can't wrap your head around it. It's that bad. And to see these kinds of things happening, and again, you know, we've talked about this notion that there's a normalization of the violence that's going on.
No.
And these people are thinking this is something that we just do now, but nothing could be further from the truth.
Right. Yeah. You like football, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to open their home opener at Arrowhead Stadium to 15,000 fans, and they're going to be doing their social distancing. They're going to have the little pods, 10 people each. They're going to be scattered through the stands, and 15,000 people will be allowed in to watch the Kansas City Chiefs open up and defend their National Football League championship. But Canada, not so lucky. The Canadian Football League has been canceled over economics of having no fans in the stands. They cannot operate that way.
Well, right. And I'm not surprised at all. You know, I was watching the Angels play the Dodgers over the weekend. And, of course, I'm, you know, love to go to Angel Stadium, watch our Angels play. But obviously nobody in the stands. But if nobody's in the stands, that also means that nobody's selling, beer and snacks and popcorn and stuff like that.
Baseball caps and pennants and gloves, yep, and balls, yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, so all those people are not working. All the vendors that walk up and down the stadium all throughout, you know, that bring hot dogs and stuff like that, they're not working. So if we can get fans back in the stands and do it safely, that's good because people can go enjoy the ball games. But at the same time, that's jobs for people that work in the community as well.
Apparently Kansas City figures they can do it, but put 15,000 people in their football stadium and social distance in the process and pods of no more than 10 people in a group.
Yep, that's right. So, again, we're finding ways to have to live with this, the threat of this virus as it continues, but we can't simply just shut down and go and hide away somewhere.
No.
We have to be able to move forward as a society.
Yep. Now, the ex-Russia probe FBI lawyer, Mr. Kleinsmith, is going to be in court this week answering to the, I don't know, is he going to be indicted? Is that what this is going to be? Or, I mean, arranged? Is that what this is all about?
Well, he may be entering his plea, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Senator Lizzie Warren, otherwise known as Pocahontas, she wants the Senate to return for the United States Post Office vote because Nancy's already called back the House, and the Senate needs to come back because they got to get that taken care of for the Post Office. But guess what? Some people are saying, hey, hold it a minute. We want the stimulus taken care of. So, folks, pay attention. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives switchboard. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the Senate switchboard. Call those numbers. Give them your zip code. You get your senator. You get your representative in the House of Representatives and tell them you want that stimulus vote voted on, too, or else.
Absolutely right, Captain. Yeah, we've got to sort of melt the phone lines on that because – you know, Elizabeth Warren is trying to get, you know, a call for the Senate to come back along with the House because of this contrivance of we're now going to feed you another news story about the post office and how Trump is ruining the post office this time, and that's going to steal our democracy away, et cetera, et cetera, because all their other, you know, plots didn't work, their stories, basically. And so, but the real thing is about getting people that stimulus help. That's a legitimate problem that, the Congress should be working on. And of course, Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer, they have no intention of getting that out to the people. I think because they think it's actually working to their advantage, but it's not. I think it's going to have the opposite effect. It's like watching all this violence going on. People think, oh, well, we better vote for Biden. It's having the opposite effect. They're saying, wait a minute, the police are for Trump. You know, people cross the highways and byways are for Trump. That's because we're trying to actually not have a violent society.
Yeah, very much so. By the way, do you know who Gordon Chang is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. China expert. Yeah.
Yeah, Chinese expert. We see him on a lot of different television shows and whatnot. He came out yesterday with guns a-blazing and a little bit of proof to go along with what he was talking about. He said China actually really does want to unseat Donald Trump because they want their rightful place back and all the things that they were sitting in the catbird seat about. They want that back, and President Trump is upsetting the apple cart on their behalf.
Well, sure he is. Absolutely he is. And look at what China's been doing to Hong Kong. And don't you think they might have some designs, oh, I don't know, on Taiwan or other parts of the South China Sea and this kind of stuff? They don't want Donald Trump in office any more than the man on the moon. They would absolutely prefer Joe Biden.
But the problem with Hong Kong was Britain gave up Hong Kong to the Chinese. They gave it up. The Hong Kong people have got nothing to say about it. It had so many years for them to be able to interface and become part of China and all that. But Hong Kong is they're stuck. They got nothing they can do about it.
They are stuck in many ways. You're right. But again, around the world, I think people would find that they are more in line with the idea of freedom and self-determination than they are of authoritarianism. And so Bernie Sanders, he put that in his pipe and smoke it.
Well, yeah, but we don't know where that's going to go. But, of course, China's been threatening to come in and literally take control of Hong Kong, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk, which wouldn't be pretty, I don't think.
That's right. It would be a slog, and that's a bad thing. It would be terrible.
Now, here's another reason that I think the Democrats are in trouble. Have you seen the negatives on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Sure, yeah.
The negatives right now on Joe Biden within the Democratic Party are 33%. The negatives on Kamala Harris right now within the Democratic Party stand at 26%. Just put that in your little memory bank for a second, and we'll talk about that when we come back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere, folks. I'm coming right back, and Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature. If you want to add a little bit more pep to your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kinds of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Now, I'm taking a product from Balance of Nature called Fruits and Veggies, and boy, they are working for me. That's all I can tell you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. They're a wellness company, got a lot of products there too besides the fruits and veggies. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for a 35% savings. Balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had a comment here by Taylor, and Taylor is asking, I've been hearing there's a sick out. The teachers are doing a sick out in Arizona and California. Any truth to that?
Well, we do know about a sick out that's going on near Phoenix. It's about 50 miles southeast of Phoenix. It's the J.O. Combs Unified School District. About 109 of the 600 teachers there and other school employees called in sick, and that ended up canceling, at the very least, the first day of in-person instruction. Throughout California, I don't think a whole lot of schools are back, and we will check on that, but at least in my area, it's all online, and will likely be online for the foreseeable future. But even in the meantime, I've seen different stories about teachers who simply are not wanting to go back, even if the schools were to reopen, because they have some concerns about social distancing and plexiglass barriers and so forth. But one particular district in Southern California, in the Orange County area, Huntington Beach, they are actually installing a lot of those kinds of things, where there's a huge plexiglass barrier in the front, where the teacher would be in front of the chalkboard, or what they used to call a chalkboard. Now they call them smart boards, I think. And they put plexiglass barriers at the desks and these kinds of things. But what's going on, of course, in Arizona is you've got a Republican governor there who's closely allied with President Trump, Governor Ducey. And so part of the issue was to tell schools to reopen, but we'll see how this plays out.
And I got a message here from James, a private message that just came in here off Facebook on the Messenger. James, who is a trash relocator in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Trash relocator. That must mean he drives a garbage truck.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, is it true that AOC is only going to get 60 seconds to speak? Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, she was going to get a minute. And so I guess hopefully she'll be able to... stay within that confine, but that, it's a really interesting sort of thing. It's interesting, not 5 minutes, you know, it's not 5 minutes, it's 1 minute. That seems like a kind of a slap in the face, but,
We'll
see how she reacts to that.
And
how her supporters do.
Well, the supporters are not happy. There's a bunch of people saying that she's being snubbed, and that, her group's being snubbed, and Tlaib chimed in, and Presley and all that, but, you know, they are who they are. And I haven't heard, by the way, I've not heard a word out of Omar.
Haven't heard a whole lot from Omar, but you got to figure that, you know, even though it's so hard to try to put the best foot forward for the Democrat National Convention, because almost every single character the Democrats have seem kind of goofy in many ways. And so maybe they're just trying to keep the super goofy ones sort of out of the spotlight for just a little bit, as they try to bring together this notion that, hey, we're a bunch of moderates over here. Well, has the Democrat Party seemed any bit moderate to anybody over the last 3.5 years as they've gone after Trump time and time again, impeached him, constantly come, you know, did the Russia probe, spent millions and millions of dollars on what was essentially a hoax, and we know now that they were altering the evidence and this kind of stuff. This is just crazy time, and I think people really see it.
Okay, Facebook is being sued over warning labels on anti-vaccine posts. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's real interesting. You know, it's interesting, again, that we see a lot of the political agenda. You know, people aren't able, I mean, I guess they're trying to say it's some kind of a health, you know, they don't want somebody to get the wrong idea about something to do with health. But at the same time, though, people are should be able to express their opinion, their belief.
So what are the warning labels? What are they warning them about?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what the actual warning labels say. If it's similar to other things, it's when you see a post that's sort of been blocked out a little bit, it says partially false information, or this information has been found to be false, this kind of thing.
Okay. Now, more than 3 million homes in California will be losing their power due to rolling blackouts going on. Is that you?
Well, it is not in my area. It's been mostly up more in Northern California, as far as I know. But in my area, Southern California Edison, which covers the Southern California area, has been sending out the robo phone calls that say, please use backup generators if you have them. You know, please use battery power if you have it. And then also calling in the special pricing events that they have when we have these very hot days. I did hear tell of some homes in South County, Orange County, have their power turned off, and I think northern San Diego County as well. And so as the power grid gets hit, especially between 3 p.m. and 10 p.m., they think that those are the primary times when those rolling blackouts could occur.
Now, what are you talking about, special pricing?
Well, they get to where I think they have these special pricing events where it's going to be more money. This, at least this is what the phone calls say when they call you up if you have your number registered with Southern California Edison. And so that way what they're trying to do, I think, is encourage people to cut back certain usage. So if you have running a real estate property, you might cut back on some of the different lighting or this kind of stuff during those times of days. Or especially if you have big equipment like elevators, things like that, that actually draw a lot of power.
Oh, okay. Well, it's primary day, Kyle, in three states, Alaska, Florida, which does not have a U.S. Senate seat up for election this year, so it's all Congress as well as Wyoming. We got quite a deal going on here in my backyard in Florida 13, but Alaska, there's one U.S. Senate seat and one at-large U.S. House seat up for election. Also in Wyoming, they're holding elections for one U.S. Senate seat and one at-large U.S. House seat. Now, Liz Cheney is the incumbent there. She faces one challenger in the Republican primary, but she should win that handily.
Well, she should, and certainly if this does not go the way that the Democrats would like it to go, generally speaking, they will say, you know, or I should say if it goes, if they have any kind of victory at all, they'll say this is the bellwether, everybody's turning against Trump, but I think we might see maybe something a little different.
And all eyes in Florida are on Florida's 3rd Congressional District, Florida's 13th Congressional District, and Florida's 26th Congressional District. Here in the 13th District, which is right here in my backyard, 5 candidates are running for the Republican nomination to challenge incumbent Democrat Charlie Crist, who, by the way, was a Republican before he was an independent, before he was a Democrat. You remember the story behind him, right?
Right. I mean, that's almost a John Kerry level of I was for it, but I was against it before I was for it, or whatever that was.
Well, this guy was a rhino before rhinos were even known about, and he was an independent before independents were independents. The only thing he hasn't been is a libertarian, and I would think if he gets beat this time, he might try that.
Well, you never know. But...
And it's possible, Kyle, it's possible there's 3 candidates that have been going neck and neck, Amanda Mackey, George Buck, and Anna Paulina Luna. They've just been going at it back and forth. So two of them, Mackey and Luna, are members of the National Republican Congressional Committee's Young Guns Program, which supports non-incumbent Republicans running for the U.S. House whose campaigns meet specific organizational and fundraising goals. And George Buck was, in fact, the candidate the last time around. No name recognition, very little money, and he got 40% of the vote the last time against Charlie Crist.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And that's because people are they're kind of fed up with all the stuff going on, so they want to make real change.
Good. So we'll see, but the important thing is, folks, get out and vote. Primary day, Alaska, Florida, and Wyoming. Okay, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon comes sailing in the door right after that, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back. And remember, go out and vote if you're in Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, big. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a tear right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's Rooster Cruise, and ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Alrighty, and that song is older than dirt. But anyway, it is what it is. So, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway Bible Report, is brought to you, of course, by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice, free hot cup of coffee. And if you are a member of the Drivers Club and have one of those nice Pilot or Flying J mugs, guess what? Hot or cold drink goes into it. So become a member. It doesn't cost you a darn cent. And get one of those mugs, and away you go. Now, the weather tonight. Persistent and dangerous heat continues across much of the West, and we're talking about scorching hot temperatures. Now, dozens of records are going to be possible again today. This heat combined with dry conditions and isolated to scattered dry thunderstorms may produce new fire starts, because there will be what's called a dry thunderstorm with lightning striking the ground in very dry areas. Now, gusty winds, some severe with thunderstorms, will produce rapid fire spread for any new fires and existing fires as well. I'm telling you, folks, I've seen a lot of weather when it comes to the fire seasons out west and whatnot. Montana, Idaho, Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, let's see here, Nevada, California, Arizona. Seen a lot of weather, but this, to me, looks like the worst so far. It is unbelievable. From Tucson west along I-10 and I-8, I-40 from Kingman west, I-15 up through the desert, all the way up into Idaho, I-5 all the way up almost to Redding, California. California 99 up almost all the way to Sacramento, I-84 through Idaho and Oregon, I-90, I-94, Montana, Washington State, Idaho. Just unbelievable what we're looking at here in terms of temperatures. Oh, and I-17 north out of Phoenix and over towards, and by the way, it doesn't go to Flagstaff, thank goodness, but it does cover Kingman and right up the line up through Nevada and whatnot. You've had temperatures in the desert as much as 130 degrees in Death Valley in California. 130 degrees. Imagine that. And yesterday was 126, and it could be approaching 130 again today. That's just unbelievable. And by the way, tires get overheated on the trucks and explode on days like this. You got to be careful. RVs, again, make sure your tires are right, and you don't want to have your tires overinflated, because it can take you can take a tire that's supposed to have 35 pounds of air in it, and you, for some reason, you've got 40 or 50 pounds of air, and you take off going down the road, and guess what happens? It explodes. It explodes. So there you go. And something to think about. Now, also, with the weather that we've got, of course, Montana, as I told you, Idaho, Washington State, Oregon, Utah, she was Arizona, California, Nevada. The only thing that's not burning up right now is Colorado, and you've got very poor air quality there, where a lot of the smoke is dropping right in there all across the I-70 corridor into Denver, and then up I-25 towards Wyoming, and I-76 towards Nebraska, and I-70 east out about 75 miles from Denver. Very poor air quality conditions. Metroplex of Dallas, very poor air quality conditions. And then down in Houston, over to Galveston, over to Beaumont, poor air quality conditions. Got a little bit of rain up there along the east shore of Lake Michigan in Michigan. A little bit of scattered rain in Jersey tonight. And that's about it. Remember, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All righty, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you think about Michelle Obama?
I couldn't watch it all. I watched a little bit of her speech. I found the convention to be slow. I found it to be very uninspiring. In fact, I found it to be, I guess, angry. It was disjointed, and it was all concentrated on racism. I mean, there was virtually nothing. Virtually nothing else there. I would say that it could set back race relations in this country 60 years.
Yeah.
It was very depressing. It was just very, very depressing. There was no excitement. It was uninspiring to me. It was like 2 hours of shaming the whole nation.
That is exactly what it was. And you're right about the racial justice. You're right about the unrest, promoting that, and all the different things that were going on. That was exactly their stated goal and their mission, according to some of their own people that were talking about what they were going to do.
Yep. Well, they did it.
No.
It was too hard to watch towards the end.
Yeah, now I did my own little fact check on Michelle because she was talking about, well, our votes have been suppressed. Just ask Stacey Abrams. And she mentioned a couple other things. I'm thinking to myself, Stacey Abrams, good God almighty. She's the one that tried voter harvesting. And by the way, polling places were closed and voter rolls are being purged and all that. That was all done under Barack Obama, for God's sake.
It was... I could have probably filled up the spiral notebook full of the lies, the distortions.
Yep.
And some things were just concocted out of whole truth. I mean, or whole cloth, I should say. I was frustrated because anybody who does a lot of the work and finds out the background, like you and I talked about yesterday with the post office.
Yep.
There's so many voters out here that don't do that kind of work for them to know that what they were really saying was just factually wrong.
Correct.
And I felt frustrated because those people are gonna vote out of emotion and mm-hmm. not out of what's good for the country.
Yep, you're right. But then again, she didn't affect everybody. As a matter of fact, we got to take the break, folks. And when we come back on the break, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. But I will tell you, she inspired the Republicans. She inspired the Trump supporters. I can guarantee you that one, because they're furious about the misrepresentations, the mischaracterization, and the outright lies that she threw out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.